almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
And now, a star is born. On January 3rd, 1892, the world welcomed the future author of The Lord of the Rings, little baby J.R.R. Tolkien.
Congratulations! It's a halfling. Here you go, Mom.
Oh, my precious! J.R.R. Tolkien, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jessica Stone. U.S. troops on alert to deploy to the U.S. Embassy in Beirut after President Trump ordered an airstrike on Iran's top military general. Qasem Soleimani was killed just outside the Baghdad airport. President Trump says he wants to avoid war, not to start it.
Under my leadership, America's policy is unambiguous to terrorists who harm or intend to harm any American. We will find you. We will eliminate you.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Soleimani's death will save more lives.
This morning, Iran's master terrorist is dead.
3,000 more U.S. troops are headed to the Middle East, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president needs buy-in from Congress to deepen engagement.
It is my view that the president does not have the authority for a war with Iran.
Iran is vowed to retaliate against U.S. interests. This is a Fox News alert.
This is dedicated to the now dead Iranian general.
Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day? All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise.
You'll know what this day's about
when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Snap their weaselly spines in half.
You're welcome, Chillins. It is 4 minutes after 4 o'clock. I have, I hope this is as good as it seems.
It looks good.
So let me bring this in with our attention-getting sound effect.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Y'all remember that this comedy duo in Russia pranked Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Talk about collusion. That Schiff wanted to, these guys claimed to be Russians who had dirt on Trump, pictures of naked Trump. And Schiff is just, you can see his bobbing his ugly pissant face up and down.
Yep.
What a jagoff. Excuse me, what a horrible person he is. I'm sorry, Rosie. Anyway, This is gold. This is gold. These same pranksters who tricked Schiff into seeking nude pictures of President Trump, and you wonder what Adam Schiff would want naked pictures of Trump for, really?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at him. YouTubers Vladimir Kuznetsov and Alexei Stolaryov, remember all those Russian names?
Yeah.
Who go by the names Vovin and Lexus, recently called Maxine Waters.
Oh, wow.
And with the help of a female colleague, pretended to be teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg. Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2019, and her father claiming to have a taped confession from Trump admitting to the exact charges in House Democrats' articles of impeachment, which passed in late December. A woman who identifies herself as Congressman Waters tells Greta, "Of course, I know all about you. You made quite a big, big, big thunder in this issue. I'm really very proud of you and the work that you've been doing." Shall we give this a listen?
Please.
I'm going to keep my hand close to the dump button just in case.
Hello, everyone. You are watching Vovin and Lexus news show.
And so today we are launching our social project. We will be calling world-famous characters to discuss actual natural and social problems on behalf of other famous people. The prank allegedly depends on the character we pretend to be during the call. It has to be someone powerful or influential.
Yes, so let me introduce our alter ego. She is charming and very eco-friendly. And so, she breathes fire into those who pollute our atmosphere. She is also the person of the year, according to Time Magazine. You got it. It's Greta Thunberg.
Wait, but isn't she now traveling around Europe conducting climate strikes?
Exactly. So, let me introduce to you all our new Greta TH1000. And to keep this little Bambi calm, I planted memories into her brain that I was her father's wanted.
Wow, now we have a real Swedish family and Swedish scene, you know.
Look. Hello, Greta.
Hello, Espo. Give me your closet and an eco-friendly yacht, Madrid. You have stolen my dreams and my childhood.
I mixed up the program.
So I move it along?
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's a long... wait a minute, there's Waters. Let's see. Let's try it from here.
Thousands of people came to meet me. We are standing together against the pollution and to save our planet. I'm very glad that my cause finds so much support. I was in California last week. It was so great.
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad you came to my
stage. That's her!
And, of course, I know all about you. You have made quite a big, big, big thunder on this issue. I am really, really very proud of you and the work that you're doing.
We're now in North Carolina. So we are in a climate strike here in a meeting.
Okay. So you're in the meeting now? The meeting has started?
Yes, already.
Yes. We're there now. We're here now at the meeting. And if you will allow me, I will put you on a speakerphone. So, yes.
And we will let you say to people who is around here.
I think that it will be a great honor for them to hear you. So you can say some words of support to all the people who came here to support the problems of the wonderful island and the ecology of the world.
Which island are they targeting?
Chunga Changa.
What a dumbass.
Oh my God. Chunga Changa.
Well, it's a very popular island just off the coast of California. She's probably very familiar with it.
You got some rentals there?
Yeah, I'm looking for them.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Democratic Party.
Thanks, but no thanks.
It is 4:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Shall we roll call today?
Please.
Yeah.
Yes.
We haven't had it. I haven't even gotten close, though.
It'll give you an opportunity.
Philip's deathbed advice to the Queen.
Get out while you can.
I mean, he's 97, and honestly, he looks like he's started decomposing before he actually stopped living.
Now, she's just a little bit younger, but she looks very vibrant. What's going on over there? She's getting some water that they're not letting him drink or something, because she looks fine.
Yeah, he does. He looks vampirish. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the photo.
Probably.
What's the 60 Minutes scandal explodes after 51 years? What could that be about?
The ticker is not really...
See, there's really nothing to talk about. We took out a really dangerous a-hole today, and we applaud that.
Yay!
And that's the thing, too. People get upset because people like ourselves celebrate the fact that we've got one less evil person on this earth. Why not celebrate that? Of all things to celebrate.
It's Trump derangement syndrome. Nothing he does is good. And, of course, the very seriously virulent and growing anti-Semitic crowd, they want to be buddies with Iran. They're all for this. They hate Israel. They don't understand. 60 Minutes is a ticking time bomb.
I've heard that before.
We got two big stories to cover in the Enquirer. I do have to post this Maxine Waters thing because, you know, she's up there with the guy from Georgia who thinks Guam is going to tip over if there's too many people on it.
I love that.
Oh,
everybody to the other side of the island.
In the middle. No, stay in the middle.
All right, so how should I catch this? The old bag got pranked.
The old leather bag, man.
Yeah,
that's... Seen a lot of sun.
How do you like that? Pranked is not recognized as a word by the computer.
What?
It gives you that line that says it's misspelled. So I click, right click. It says ranked, planked.
Pranced.
I'm not prancing. The old bag got pranked.
Pranked.
I'll tell you what. Pranked by the same duo who fooled Shifthead. Yeah. Let's see what the alternatives for Shifthead. Just one. Headship.
Lobotomy.
That whole thing is on my Facebook page. It's about 11, 13 minutes ago. It's just hilarious to hear Maxine on there getting totally sucked in. They're so damn stupid, and they're so filled with hate, they don't even stop to think about who they're talking to on
the phone.
They're
so glad somebody else has bought into their BS. They just...
Yeah.
You know, they can't see the force for the truth.
They can't. Exactly. They are crazy. It is 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. We will roll call today, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a new one I'm going to try and work in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. From a very famous name and voice. I'm already nervous about it. 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. As I was coming up Bell Road, I had to run out to my wonderful folks, my friends at River Trust Bank today that listen. It's always good to see them. And I came back to the station via Bell through Old Creek Road, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
How'd you like that, buddy?
Well, that was I lived right off that when I first got here with that dame, you know, I kind of connected with.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to figure all that out. We used to go to Bruno's via that route when there was a Bruno's. And you know what? Some of you listening may remember when I was first here and I was poor, I actually went on the air and I said, if you're not using your Bruno stamps, would you give them to me so I could get some decent towels? Because they were doing, giving out stamps.
Yeah.
And if you had enough, you could get big bath towels. I still have them.
Really?
And the longer you want a towel, the better it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they absorb better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fresh towels, a lot of them just smear the water around. They don't
get exactly crunchy. Right. They don't suck up any water.
That's why I shower with a ShamWow. Takes me just a minute to dry off. I wring it out, and I help the ecology. Was that an intemperate?
No.
No?
It's fine. No.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
All right, that's I have fine. To talk to Rosie here in a minute. As I was coming up, as I was coming up Bell Road, I drove by the Don Duncan there, and it was great to see all the bays filled with cars, and the mechanics back there. It was like getting a glimpse of the preview of the Indy 500. There was a lot of activity going on. If you're not using Don Duncan, you are shortchanging yourself when it comes to servicing your car, whether it's for the basics, oil change, tire rotation. When you need tires, go to Don. He does direct business with all the major manufacturers, so you get a wholesale price that always includes installation. And most importantly, and this is a big reason why some people let their cars run down until they're on the side of the road waiting for a tow truck, it's hard to do because you may not have somebody who can give you a ride to work or somebody who could pick you up to get you back with your car, but you do now. And that somebody is at all three of their locations, ready to accommodate your service need. Don now opened in Millbrook on Highway 14 on Bell Road. Passed that one on the way in this afternoon, just north of Vaughan. And at 408 Madison downtown. It's 417. I'm going to go see if it's raining.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm regretting I ate so much over Christmas. I feel like a load. Squeezed myself into my car, but I didn't get too far. Before my weight, it made my tire blow. I'm regretting I ate so much over Christmas. I barely fit through the door. 'Cause my office chair is tight and my pants aren't fitting right. When I bent down, they tore. It's fun while stuffing my face with a handful of cake and some cheese and a shrimp all, and then I had some more of the pies I adore and a plate full of ham, and that's when it felt like time to take a break so I could start again. I'm regretting I ate so much over Christmas. I used to be so thin. Now my weak constitution needs a New Year's resolution. Guess I'll join a gym.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. A fifth juvenile has been arrested after a Montgomery police car was damaged in a hit and run yesterday. Police say a unit was approaching a stolen car on the 2000 block of West Fairview Avenue. The driver then reversed, slamming into the police car. All five suspects have been charged with six counts of breaking and entering a vehicle following a string of break-ins that happened on Sugar Pine Drive on January 2nd. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says the new blue light special plan to combat the celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was successful. He says they saw a dramatic change in numbers in the targeted areas from last year. The Alabama Supreme Court has returned a lawsuit over control of the state Democratic Party to a Montgomery judge. Justices dismissed an earlier appeal, putting the case back before Montgomery Circuit Judge Greg Griffin to resolve. An internal power struggle has pitted longtime party leaders Nancy Worley and Joe Reed against an upstart group. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of rain has not ended yet. As a matter of fact, it'll be around through late tonight before ending. The overnight low temperature tonight, as it turns colder, will fall to about 48. Tomorrow, risk of a couple of showers left over early in the day primarily. Otherwise, windy, colder tomorrow. High temperature up to the low 50s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder. We are headed for the freeze mark Saturday night or colder and wind chills in the 20s. Nice day Sunday. Sunday's high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let's see how the roads are doing. Starting to rain again.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's another update for you. We are busy this afternoon. We have moderate traffic all around Montgomery. It is very busy on the Eastern Boulevard and the East-South Boulevard. I-65 and 85, we have no issues on either of the interstates right now, but we do have a good bit of traffic through the interchange downtown. It is a little congested down there, but people are making the merge just fine. Use caution this afternoon. We don't have any new accidents to tell you about at this time. Just very busy. Buckle up and drive carefully and smile, because it's Friday. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's an easy fucking chair.
Isn't a poop so free?
It's all the takes from the open mic, so get everybody excited. This is our roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a shit.
If you want to be with me,
there have been a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio
show. I'm not trying to be your hero.
Let's get nuts!
Because that's easy.
Let
get nuts.
It's too cold for me.
Let's get nuts.
I'm not tired to be so high.
That was funny.
Because that minus is too low to see.
And I came from Alabama to see some naked people. I think that's pretty perverted.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks in a line.
I don't like you.
You're so naughty.
I just want to smash your face in.
I'm not.
Excellent.
Nothing from nothing be nothing.
What's wrong with you?
She's a tool.
If you want to be with me,
thank you for calling.
Nothing from nothing, nothing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You gotta have something. If you want to be with me.
Guess what?
That's right.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
There were a couple of moments there where there was 3 pounds of bologna in a 2-pound bag. But otherwise, it wasn't too bad.
But it's all right with me.
Yeah, it sounded good, man.
Well, the judges will submit their scores.
Yes.
As they do, and I very much appreciate that.
Cowbell makes everything better.
Need more cowbell.
Thank you. It's waiting for you.
Yeah, you know, we got to get one of those in here.
Not a bad idea.
The chef could use a, let's see. Oh, Rusty Aldridge, funny man.
Oh.
Says it's the best one of 2020.
How about that? Funny man.
Yes.
How about you?
Hey, thanks. Did Rusty, is he still in the Navy? Hey, you got a 989 from Cooter.
Yes.
First time caller.
Yeah, I know. That's
he can see clearly now, so therefore
the rain is gone.
That's
not
right.
Just that. Hey, very good there, Johnny Nash. I told you there'd be a belch with this Diet Coke. Not only that, he gave me the 9.89 with a bullet.
Ooh.
How about wow. That?
There it is. let's see. All right, now I do have. We used to do Tabloid Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got plenty, and I thought, look, we killed a really bad guy today. World War III is not starting. Everybody, the market's going to crash. Well, it was down about 300 points in early trading, but it didn't finish that low. Brant will join us. Oh, Michael gave me a nutty 9.8. He caught the let's get nuts. Thank you, Michael Goldman. Appreciate that. And my attention is drawn to a story called 60 Minutes is a Ticking Time Bomb. So let's see what's going on there. CBS ratings juggernaut 60 Minuets has been rocked by a bombshell new scandal that threatens to derail the prestigious 51-year-old news program. A female associate producer has slapped the network with a lawsuit charging her 60 Minutes boss sent her a photo of his manhood. And that CBS retaliated against her when she complained. These are the networks that are always lecturing us on how to behave, right?
Right.
You sexist, misogynist bastards that didn't vote for Hillary. And then they condone this? Industry insiders told the National Enquirer the incident may just be the tip. I say tip, didn't I?
You just say tip.
Yep. Yes.
You did.
She said it too.
Tip.
T-I-P.
Yeah, because if I had said...
Right.
Moving right along.
That would have been... To a Nissan commercial.
That would have... Don't forget to visit Tip Tames. Tip. T-I-P. Tames at Jack Ingram. He's my friend. Told the Enquirer, the incident may just be the tip of the iceberg, and the lawsuit could open the floodgates to a tidal wave of sexual assault and harassment complaints. The suits at CBS know they have a problem. There's a lot of secrecy around 60 Minutes, and they play by their own rules, spilled a source.
Ooh.
Who knows what they're hiding? A lot of women work at 60 Minutes, but all the power is in the hands of men. If anyone complained, they could be pushed out. In the suit, Cassandra Vinograd claims she was stripped of all... Notice they use an action verb like stripped.
Yeah.
In the middle of a story about a woman who's been abused at 60 Minutes. Tacky, Inquirer.
That is the Inquirer.
They're provocative.
Yes.
After filing a complaint against producer Michael Gavshon, who she also accused of drinking excessively at work. Now the Inquirer can reveal star 60 Minutes anchors past and present, including Anderson Cooper, Leslie Stahl, Scott Pelley, Nora O'Donnell, and Steve Croft, may be called to testify about what they know.
Ooh. That would be really disappointing if Leslie Stahl was in on some of that.
I know.
And you'll find out when they start quitting.
I always thought she was a little bit better than that.
Employees who worked with Gavshon directly and had the opportunity to personally witness his conduct may have relevant information, said Jean Christensen, the lawyer representing Vinograd in her suit. If so, they may be called as witnesses. Added New York City attorney Peter Gleason, who is not involved in this litigation, anyone who has worked at 60 Minutes can know the dark and dirty secrets and can be subpoenaed to testify about whether a toxic environment exists there. Again, you know, this is, what, 2 years since Matt Lauer got his ass fired?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Les Moonves, the head of CBS, got dumped for his activities, and this is still going on.
You remember Letterman when The Late Show was on? Letterman got caught right at the end where he had a whole office and the door thing going on. So obviously it's a big problem over there in the network.
But they've got time to lecture
Of course, that's what hypocrites do.
You horrible, misogynist talk show listeners.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. The scandal comes on the heels of a 2018 ouster of 60 Minutes executive producer Jeff Fager. That's another big name that was booted out of CBS. 19 current and former employees claim that Fager allowed a culture of harassment at the show and he inappropriately touched employees. He also allegedly threatened a female reporter in a text after she asked for his response about the sexual harassment claims. Fager denied any charges of harassment. So this is one we will watch.
It's like a frat house over there, man.
Man, you know
sure
what's going to
happen. Sure sounds like it. I worked for CBS in Chicago for 2.5 years.
Did you get caught up in those kind of ways, Greg?
No. Oh, okay. No, it was a really straight place. The CBS building in Chicago, and I don't know if it's still there. It was at 630 McClurg Court. It's kind of not in the middle of downtown, but sort of close to the lake, the beach areas and stuff. And it's the only building in America that has a historical landmark inside the building.
Is that right?
Yeah. And the reason why is the 1960 debate between JFK and Richard Nixon took place in that studio. And there is an official National Landmark placard on the wall in there. Because that debate really probably was the thing, along with the mafia and the dead people in Chicago voting, that put JFK over the top. So it's kind of neat to work there, but it seemed to me like a really straight place. Networks are kind of buttoned down now. On the other hand, when I worked at ABC in Chicago, that's where I got assaulted by that woman.
Is that right? At ABC?
Yes, at ABC.
I wouldn't have thought that would have happened.
I'm 19 years old.
Don't know any better.
I'm in the music library because we had to file albums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Minding my own business.
Right.
And
young
the music director, who was busty.
I got
voluptuous.
She comes in and closes the door. Got very dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she comes
bye-bye.
Slinking up to me and puts the moves on me. And I'm sorry, I was 19, 27. She may as well have been a grandmother.
Right. Did you call her? Did you say, get away from me, lady? Excuse me, woman.
No, I...
Nobody sticks their fingers here.
People would not believe that you're basically shy.
No, they wouldn't. And I still am. I am a wallflower at social events. Except, like, at Baumhauer's, that's different, because I feel like I know everybody there.
Right.
You're in your element.
Yeah, you're in your element. That's right.
And by the way, we will be gathering there on Wednesday.
Great.
Ooh,
I'm glad to get it going again.
The 8th, yes. It's, you know, at one point it's, wow, January 8th, that seems like forever and a day. And it's almost here.
Yeah.
Time is flying by. I'm going to go down and once again check the status of the rain. I could look at the Doppler, but they won't let me smoke.
What fun would that be?
We're going to have a live report.
Let me do take a quick look at it just in case. We were in that sucker hole earlier, but there is another wide band of rain with some embedded thunderstorms. Let's see where that is. Is it okay if I do this, Rich?
Nah.
Well, we have some light showers over us. There's another sucker hole behind this band of rain, and then a bigger and heavier band behind that. And then sometime between now and tomorrow morning, the front comes through. Rich's updated forecast is just moments away.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 and 85. We got a good bit of traffic on both of those interstate systems through Montgomery. It is busy down at the merge, but we have no slowdowns and no accidents on the interstate at this time. Very busy outbound on Norman Bridge Road, Fairview Avenue. Busy at the Troy Highway and the East-South Boulevard. East Boulevard, a lot of congestion all the way around to Atlanta Highway. And we're seeing some outbound traffic on 231 to Wetumpka and 31 to Prattville. Use caution, drive carefully. We don't know of any accidents that will be slowing you down as of right now. None reported to us anyway. So buckle up, drive carefully. The Toyota-thon with special year-end pricing is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ella
Lisescu with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says the new blue light special plan to combat the celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was successful. He says they saw a dramatic change in numbers in the targeted areas from last year. The Alabama Supreme Court has returned a lawsuit over control of the state Democratic Party to a Montgomery judge. Justices dismissed an earlier appeal, putting the case back before Montgomery Circuit Judge Greg Griffin to resolve. An internal power struggle has pitted longtime party leaders Nancy Worley and Joe Reed against an upstart group. A fifth juvenile has been arrested after a Montgomery police car was damaged in a hit and run yesterday. Police say a unit was approaching a stolen car on the 2000 block of West Fairview Avenue. The driver then reversed, slamming into the police car. All five suspects have been charged with six counts of breaking and entering a vehicle following a string of break-ins that happened on Sugar Pine Drive on January 2nd. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of rain has not ended yet. As a matter of fact, it'll be around through late tonight before ending. The overnight low temperature tonight, as it turns colder, will fall to about 48. Tomorrow, risk of a couple of showers left over early in the day primarily. Otherwise, windy, colder tomorrow. High temperature up to the low 50s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder. We are headed for the freeze mark Saturday night or colder and wind chills in the 20s. Nice day Sunday. Sunday's high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
WACV. All right, we got a bad guy dead. We've talked about that today. I was just checking out our partners at WAKA for a story I think I heard in the local news. But before I got to see that, I noticed they had posted the funeral arrangements for Mark Montiel. And it's set for Monday at St. James United Methodist Church. In lieu of flowers and in support of Mark's love of animals, it's requested that donations be made to the Montgomery Humane Society. So I will be absolutely sending a check to a guy, even though we didn't cross paths too often, because we were on at the same time years ago. He was up here with Dan Morris, and I was downstairs on Q96.1. So we just bumped into each other, but always had a smile. And then, when I needed to get an Alabama driver's license, well, you know, I guess I tried to pull a fast one because
Thank.
When I finally got a Florida license, I changed the spelling of my last name to what it is today, Budell. It's always been pronounced Budell, but it was Bohemian in origin, so it was Budil, which was probably shortened from something much longer. I still got to get on Ancestry or one of these websites and figure out all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. You got to spit in the cup and send it off, man.
It'd be Budelinski.
I've got that one. I got to do, but I want to get the one where they search the records.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
do you Ancestry. Have an account?
No.
I do. If you give me your information, I'll look for you.
What would you like to know, Rosie?
Ooh.
I like long walks on the beach.
That's not how it works.
Did you learn this when you were 19?
I really would like to know. And even my dad wanted to legally change the spelling of the name because anybody saying it, Buttle, Butel, Butel, you know, we all hated that. So my brother changed it when he became a doctor. And I just, when I got my Florida license, I just put the new spelling on it, and they gave it to me. Right. But when I went to get an Alabama license, with all the laws that have been passed since 9/11,
yep,
I had to get all this legal. So I called up Mark and said, can you help me with this? And he had it done in like 2 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And let's see. I want to post this. I will be sending a check. Mark.
It was just so surprising. I know it caught everybody off guard. I went back on and looked. The night before, he had made a post. I guess he was watching the Alabama game. And he always posted pictures of his pets and everything like that, which was great. You know, it's nice to see the soft side of people.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, those arrangements are now on my Facebook page. And that's nice that the Montgomery Humane Society will get some help from this.
That is good.
That smile, though, that's on the picture, that's the face I always saw when I bumped into Mark. Always smile. Used to be envious of his energy because he always seemed like he had an extra tank full, you know, something to draw back on. And it's still shocking, man. Only 62.
I know.
4:47 is the time. I've been communicating with our friend Jeff Mallinson. Yes, a text, a message from Cooter.
Oh, first time caller.
First time texter.
Oh.
You need a camera in there so we can watch when Rosie finally comes across the table and lays you out.
If we did have a camera in here, what you could see is her eyes widen.
Oh, yeah.
And then squinting at it.
Greg starts looking down.
Well, that's why I always keep a magazine or something handy so I can go like this.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
I didn't hear it, what you said, but it must be about me.
No, ma'am.
We're talking about how wonderful Rosie is.
Your hair looks wonderful.
Cooter wants a camera in here so we can watch you come across the table and whack me when I get out of line.
Have I ever whacked you?
No.
All right.
Have I had it coming? Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. And here's from... it is 4:48. I am... what was the other Inquirer story I mentioned that we...
It was a 260-minute stories.
About the Philip.
Yeah, Prince Philip.
Oh, yeah.
Skeletor.
Yeah, Philip's deathbed advice to the Queen. It's all the stuff you got to go. Jessica's revenge, flirting, tames Justin. Jessica Biel, who cares? What's this about? Dolly hiding her hubby, heartbreak. 53-year marriage shaken as frail recluse Carl fights.
Come on, man. Dolly's been getting divorced for how many years now?
Ozzy in agony and begging to die. I just got a thing this morning.
No, he's rocking out. He's in a concert. Sharon,
yeah, she denies all this.
Yeah. He's on tour, man. Come on.
Renee Zellweger, who no longer looks like Renee Zellweger, has wasted away to 97 pounds.
Good Lord.
Ow.
Hey, something. Renee, one of the things that made you kind of hot was that you were like a curvy girl. Like that.
She had a booty.
I like a girl that ain't afraid of a cheeseburger.
Big booty Judy.
Thank you. I was never, you know, I go on dates and... It must have been, especially like Monday. In the 80s. We're at a restaurant. I had the money. Mm-hmm. I don't care how high the tab is.
Uh-huh.
Get something great. And then pick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And yeah. That kind of turned me off.
You see them swallow a grain of rice and you can watch it go down their throat sideways.
Now that's really, really thin.
Thank you.
Nicolas Cage's 4-day bride busted in scrape with cop. Oh, here's Dying Phillips.
Oh, boy.
Warning to the Queen. I don't know if we'll have time. From his deathbed, Prince Philip ordered... I didn't know he was in his deathbed. I mean, he just had that bad accident.
He was riding around the other day. They picked him up somewhere.
To banish their scandal-scarred son, Andrew, forever. The National Enquirer has learned the ailing 98-year-old patriarch... Boy, these British royals live a long time. Mm. Queen Victoria... Elizabeth.
When you have to do nothing for a living except breathe.
Yeah, and have every one of your needs met and taken care of.
Right.
Let's see. Still seething over Andrew's friendship with convicted Jeffrey Epstein, who didn't kill himself, summoned his last bit of strength to lay down the law about his wayward son. Philip has always considered Andrew a loose cannon and a threat to the legacy of the crown, said a highly placed palace insider. He's ruled his family with an iron fist, but Andrew has always been half-hearted in his royal duties and has treated everything like a joke. Andrew's problem is that he's gullible and easily led, which is why he finds himself in the wrong company. He's been targeted by unscrupulous businessmen who know his weaknesses, beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a surprise. I mean, that's like every man's weakness.
Thank you.
Yeah, he looked really happy in those pictures that I've seen.
Yeah.
That's how most of his scrapes start, but no one could have predicted his spectacular misjudgment in befriending Jeffrey Epstein. We'll come back to this next hour. There's a tease that'll keep everybody listening. At 4:52, Montgomery Paint and Body. This is the place, and with all this wet weather, I would imagine business will be booming. That's not what, you know, Donnie Turner would, even though he runs an automotive body repair facility, does not want you to get into a wreck. That's the kind of guy he is. And it's because he is that kind of guy that when they take a car in, they do a thorough examination. They really get into the, it's almost like the car comes in as a wreck and they give it a full autopsy, if you will. It's not dead, but they look for everything that needs to be repaired. They skip no steps in the repair process, and that's the way they've done it since day one. There used to be some games going on, and Donnie would not participate, and he did it at the risk that they may not survive when they first opened up 35 years ago. But guess what? They did. And now they have become, I'll use the term poster child, for one of America's largest insurance companies in terms of their methodologies and the way they do their business. This is the way we want it done. So they become that kind of an example right here in Montgomery. So when your car needs to be put together, take it to MPB because you know you're going to get a car that comes back looking as good as new, maybe better. All of us here at News Talk, myself, Jay, Rich Thomas, the boss. Boss got his beloved Mercedes and some idiot pulled out on Carmichael Road one day, and he called me before I was off the air. I need Donnie Turner's number. That's the kind of reputation the Turner family has. 2-7 wreck with a W on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
For it.
The major average is falling after investors reacted to escalating tensions in the Middle East. Gary Kalbaum of Kalbaum Capital Management is not concerned.
Even in a day like today, I'm seeing some names breaking out to new yearly highs. You wouldn't think that would happen with oil spiking and things like that. So we remain bullish at this juncture, and we're open to change. But it looks like this is an event right now, a pretty big event. But I don't think it's going to change the playing field just yet.
Among the laggards today, financials, tech, and airlines. Stocks while energy companies gain the most as the price of oil rose. The Dow falling 234 points, NASDAQ down 71, S&P 500 down 23. And in a down market, shares of Tesla closing at record highs after the electric automaker reported better than expected deliveries for its most recent quarter, surpassing the low end of its sales goals for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One. where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times. As represented by 5 times more singers. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Gabbard is a bodacious babe. No other candidate can fill out a rash guard like she can. While other candidates want to bore me to death, Tulsi is shredding pipelines to the max. Is 4 more years of that gnarly Trump totally bogus to you? Then get amped with Tulsi. She can work with both sides, people who ride regular and goofy. She has a plan to get dudes and Bettys totally stoked on election day. So, in 2020, let's hang 10 with Tulsi.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Very busy Boulevard this afternoon. Northeast Boulevard has pockets of congestion from the Wetumpka Highway to the Atlanta Highway. From there on the East Boulevard over to Vaughn Road, very congested, and a listener reported fender bender somewhere around the Shriners Temple on the Eastern Boulevard. The Troy Highway intersection with East South Boulevard, very congested and busy all the way from there past Baptist over to Norman Bridge. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. We've got a little bit of a slowdown, I-85 southbound to 65 northbound. Other than that, things are moving pretty smooth at the interchange downtown. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated all the way home. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With 3 offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do.